Well, come to order. Senator Pogrebner.
Mr. President, good afternoon. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to impose a call to the Senate.
Senate is under call. Senator Pogrebner.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with, as Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in absent members.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Today's chaplain is Reverend Kevin McDonough from the St. Peter Claver, St. Paul, and also the Spanish-speaking community of the Sacred Hearts in Minneapolis. That's a lot going on there.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. This morning I had the privilege in the absence of my principal of leading the prayer at our little inner city school, and I thought it would be a perfect prayer for this group as well, but I won't make you memorize it. Here we go. Dear God, you have made the people of Minnesota and this Senate to be the best of the best of the best of the best. Therefore, help us to work hard, to be focused and on task. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Very good. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzel, Bonhoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cullen, Dahl, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson Ropes, Fischbach, Phoebe, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebretson, Johnson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Pariseau, Pogemiller, Pretner Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Salzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stump, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Vickerman, Uyghur.
Quorum is present. The first order of business will be reports of committees. Senator Betzel. Reports of committees.
Mr. President, I move the committee reports printed in today's agenda be adopted.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The next order of business is second reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's agenda. Without objection, second reading of Senate bills. The next order of business is motions and resolutions. There are a number of authors' motions. Without objection, we will take them as one motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. There's one resolution, number 29, on today's agenda. Without objection, will be referred to the Rules Committee. Remaining under motions, we'll go to introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's agenda. There's two changes on page 3. Senate File 444 will be sent to the Energy and Utility and Technology Communications Committee. And Senate File 455 on page 4 will be referred to the Finance Committee. Without objection, first reading of Senate bills. The next order, Senator Marty and the I think, Senator Pogemiller, we'd like to move to the confirmation calendar if Senator Marty's in the... All right, if not...
So should we do the calendar then while we're waiting?
I think we should then do the calendar.
Under motions and resolutions, I'd move that we take up the calendar.
Okay, there will be three votes here. The first bill on the Senate calendar, Senate File 29... Secretary, discussion? None. The Secretary will give Senate File 29, its third reading.
Senate File Number 29, a bill for an act relating to health, changing a provision for pharmacy practice and administering influenza vaccines, etc.
Secretary will take the roll on final passage. Pedro. All senators having voted. Yep. Now we're going to desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 54 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. We've got to keep in mind when we're on the Senate calendar, there it's a recorded vote, and today we're waiting just a little bit because it's probably the first time, but from now on, we intend on moving along. The next bill on the Senate calendar is Senate File Number 41. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File Number 41, a bill for an act relating to Jackson County, providing a process for making office of county auditor, treasurer, appointive.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 46 ayes and 9 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. The third and last bill on the Senate calendar is Senate File Number 94. Secretary will take the roll.
Senate File Number 94, a bill for an act relating to claims against the state, clarifying provisions governing the I-35W bridge collapse survivor compensation process, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote, Secretary will close the roll. There being 56 ayes, one nay. The bill is passed and its title agreed to.
Senator Mr. President, remaining on order of business of motions and resolutions, I move the Senate take up the consent calendar.
On the motion to take up the consent calendar, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator. Pretner Solon.
Mr. President, Senate File 212 Mickey. Simply addresses a technicality because of an ownership change that deals with the operation of a paper mill in my district. This bill strikes the word municipal and district, granting the Duluth Paper Mill an exception to the boiler regulation statute to continue operating the on-site steam turbine as it has done for more than 21 years. This change is needed because of the pending sale of the boilers to the local power company on March 1st of this year. Nothing changes with the operation of the paper mill. This bill simply acknowledges the ownership change. If this change is not made, the paper mill will incur significant costs to hire additional staff. The chief boiler inspector for the state of Minnesota, Joel Amato, supports this change. They have had no safety issues with the turbine, and their operators are well trained in its operation. They actually are the same ones that operated it in the past. There was no opposition to this bill when it was heard in committee.
Any further discussion on Senate File 212? Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File Number 212, a bill for an act relating to labor and industry, modifying boiler regulation.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 59 ayes, zero nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, remaining on the order of business of motions and resolutions, I move we take up the confirmation calendar and deal with emergency medical services, Minnesota Housing Finance Agency Commissioner, Housing Finance Agency Board. So those three groups, and I believe they're all Senator Marty.
On the motion to take up the confirmation calendar, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move the report from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security reported January 26, 2009, pertaining to appointments be taken from the table.
On the motion, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move the foregoing report be now adopted.
On the motion, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security reported January 26th, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Gloria Bostrom of Ramsey County and Tony Goulet of Benton County to the Minnesota Housing Finance Agency Board.
Okay, on that motion, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Another. Now he's on this one. I think you have to do, you're going to do the other one too, Goulet.
Mr. President, the one we just handled was the one with Gloria Bostrom and Tony Goulet, yes.
Okay.
That's not the one you had? That's the names I read for the Housing Finance Board?
Okay, why don't we... I'm sorry, we're going to start over on the confirmation of the Minnesota Housing Finance Agency. I'm sorry about the mix-up. Senator Marty, start over.
Mr. President, you want to go with the same ones?
Yes, at the Housing Finance at this time.
Mr. President, I move the report from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security, reported January 26th, pertaining to appointments, be taken from the table.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move the foregoing report be now adopted.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security, reported January 26th, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Gloria Bostrom of Ramsey County and Tony Goulet of Benton County.
Okay, any discussion on the confirmations? All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Now which one we get?
Commissioner?
Okay, you want to go to the next one, Senator Marty?
Mr. President, I move that the report from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security, reported January 26, pertaining to appointments, be taken from the table.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move the foregoing report be now adopted.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security, reported January 26th, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Daniel Bartholomew of Minneapolis as the Minnesota Housing Finance Agency Commissioner.
Did you, there's a discussion on it,
Mr. President, Commissioner Bartholomew was appointed in mid to late October. He came from the McKnight Foundation, where he's been working in the housing area for the last 12 or 13 years. The agency's been doing very well, and he is well-respected by people who work in housing from every part of the political spectrum. He's doing a great job. And I strongly urge your support for his confirmation.
Okay, on the motion to confirm Daniel Bartholomew, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Now, Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move that the report from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security, reported January 26, pertaining to appointments, be taken from the table.
On the motion, all in favor? Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President?
Senator Olson.
I'm curious and order.
Okay, let's listen up. Senator Olson.
I'm curious in the order that we've taken the report off the table for three times, and it's the same report. It's the report from that day regarding appointments. It's not specific to each one. They did all of them. Wouldn't we have just moved that once and then take up each of the different ones? Because you've taken it off the table. It never got put back on the table.
Mr. President.
We're on the table for the third one. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, Senator Olson, it's a good point, but they are separate reports and they have to be taken. I told this is procedure. They have to be taken from the table separately. I don't mind all at once, but separately is the way it's been done.
We didn't set the table the right way up there. Right. At the beginning, I think it was. Now we're, the table is set. Take your third one. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move the foregoing report be now adopted.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security, reported January 26th, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Dawn Bidwell of Douglas County, Brenda Brown of Lincoln County, Elizabeth Consey of St. Louis County, Bonnie Engen of Clearwater County, Paula Fink-Koken of Hennepin County, James Reber of Otter Tail County, Paul Satterley of Hennepin County, and Mari Thomas of Stearns County, be confirmed to the Emergency Medical Services Regulatory Board.
On the motion of confirmation, Senator Marty.
Mr. President, on that, I just wanted to speak because members of the committee had expressed great concern about the lack of racial ethnic diversity on the board. and Catherine Burke Moore, who just recently became the executive director of the board, committed at the hearing and committed at the hearing to work on that, because it's, while they're gubernatorial appointees, they are representing various ambulance and EMS services and firefighters, and so they come with recommendations to the governor, and there has not been much diversity there. All parties involved have agreed there's a big problem with this. They're going to work to make sure that in the future we have more diverse appointments. But for now, these are the appointments we have. I think they're good people who will do the job well, and I urge their support.
Further discussion on the confirmations. Senator Marty renews his motion to confirm these folks. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
Are we going to do the general orders one now?
Senator Pogemiller, did you wish to take up a bill on the Senate general orders?
Yes,
calendar?
Mr. President, remaining under orders of business of motions, resolutions, I move that we take up the general orders calendar.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails.
Senator. Mr. President, I move the Senate do now resolve itself into a committee of the whole for the purposes of taking up the general orders calendar.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails.
Mr. President, I'd like to designate just number one today, Senate file 104. Yield to Senator Murphy.
Senator Murphy, Senate file 104. You're in the committee of the whole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move this committee to arise that Senate file 104 be recommended to pass.
Senator Murphy, discussion on the bill.
Mr. President, members, this bill is pretty simple. It allows the city of Cannon Falls to use design build on their new library and proposed fire station. This is boilerplate language. It's exactly the same as the authorizing language that allows the county of Hennepin to use design build. It's very limited in scope. There's two projects and two projects only that we authorize, and that's the library and the fire hall. The rest of it is standard boilerplate design build laws that other departments use. That starts on Section 2, and then it goes through Section 3 and 4 about how the RFQ and RFPs are put together, and then final design build award grant. So, members, I would ask for your support.
Discussion on Senate File 104. Senator Robley.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Chairman. Yeah.
Mr. Chair. Senator Murphy, I am wondering, it appears that it's not just design build, but it's also best value contracting. And I'm wondering what the purpose for adding the best value provision in here is.
Senator Murphy.
Mr. President and Senator Roebling, as I said earlier, this is the exact boilerplate that the county of Hennepin uses for any design build project that they want. Best value means just that. Best value. If they want to build their new fire hall, they'll set out the parameters. Contractors come in and they bring forth the design and what it's going to cost, labor, materials, just like you would in any other. And then you can kind of go through and pick the best value that fits for you. And so that is almost the exact same process that we use for the I-35W bridge. Best value means just that. It might cost a little bit more, like in the library's case, but it's the best value for the community, and we want to make sure that that's that is available to Cannon Falls. Sometimes the lowest cost is not the best value, and so we want to make make sure that they have that ability.
Senator Roebling.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I do have some concerns about best value. And as you mentioned, it was used for the 35W bridge. and they ended up taking the highest bid, I believe, instead of one of the lower bids, and it was millions and millions of dollars in difference, many millions of dollars. And it's troubling to me that we are leaving the low bid process behind. I think that when a public entity wants a project done, they need to be specific enough in their request for proposals that they get what they want from the bidder. And then the bidder knows what they're going to be giving as close as possible. There may be a few change orders along the way, but as close as possible, so that they give the price it's going to cost. And I am very concerned. I think that sometimes best value contracts are too subjective and not always in the best interest of the taxpayers. And so I hate to see this spreading to a lot of other projects, because I don't know that we are seeing, indeed, the best value in every case that it's used.
Further discussion, Senator Vandeveer.
Thank you, Mr. President, and I would agree with Senator Roebling. I believe that when we are doing public bidding, the fact that design build might be slicker and quicker doesn't mean that it's better. We have a responsibility to the public to have a process that is open and transparent when we're spending their money, and everybody needs to know the rules by which the contractors will be selected, so that the process, the history of having a bid process is to have an open, honest bid on every project that the public can view the details of, and that the contractors, including the contractors in the state of Minnesota, can bid on. And they need to know what they're bidding on in order to do that. It's different than a private process. However the private people want to do it, if they're building their own project, is their business. But we are doing the public's business, and they need to be able to see, and we need to be accountable to them for every dollar we spend. And design build simply does not afford the public that opportunity. As good as it may be to some people, it does not provide transparency, it is not an open process, and it is not, in my opinion, a fair process.
Well,
okay, Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. President. And Senator Vandeveer, obviously you haven't seen how the design-build process has worked firsthand. We've used it all across the state on a lot of different bridges, road projects. Outside of the one instance that Senator Roebling was concerned about, most of those bids all come within a 10% band, either plus or minus 10%. Besides that, Mr. President, this is the city of Cannon Falls doing this. This is not the legislature. And members, this is the city of Cannon Falls doing this. Now, everybody in here, just about everybody in here, I've heard them stand up and say, "We believe in government at its lowest level." Well, here it is. The city of Cannon Falls wants to use this, and I know those folks down there. They're just as frugal as can be. So if you think they're going to co-opt this process into something that it's not, you're wrong. The city of Cannon Falls is run by some really good professionals. There are people from all walks of life, barbers, dentists, doctors, even attorneys. You know, we talk a lot sometimes about letting locals make their own decisions, and then when it comes time, we try not to let them do it. So, Senator Vandeveer, let's just let the city of Cannon Falls take care of their own business.
Senator Vandeveer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, Senator Murphy, whose money are they spending? They are spending the public's money. And we do have some mandates, like you have to elect city council members. Some of these are just good mandates. They're good laws that result in a just and fair society. And so a mandate that the public know and that we not restrict ahead of time. You know, in design build, you select the eligible contractors before you build the project. How is that process fair, open, and transparent? It's not. But this isn't a local control argument. This is an argument for public bidding and for openness and transparency. Thank you.
Senator Murphy renews his motion that when this committee do arise, before that, Senator Olson.
Yeah, Mr. President, if Senator Murphy would yield.
He will yield. Senator Olson.
Senator Murphy, have the citizens of Cannon Falls voted on this construction project, or is this one that they've used one of these techniques for being able to lease purchase or through some economic development authority that does not allow for the citizens to have a voice of taking on this this burden?
Senator Murphy.
I'm sorry, Senator Olson. I didn't understand the question.
Well, Mr. Chairman, and Senator Murphy, the discussion has been around the openness to the public. Now, this is a local project. They're changing the process by which they may let the bids, essentially, for a design build. But is this a project that was approved by the voters? A bonding project approved by the voters, or is it one of the ways that have the city council used a way to skirt the voter input by election, by referendum, on this bonding project, and therefore they have not had a real voice in it? That's what I'm just trying to determine what method they've used for getting to the point of going out for bids.
Senator Murphy.
Because if they have approved it, then I think there's been some communication, and they understand that. And I agree with your position that allowing the professionals to try to do that in a way that is going to give them the best bang for their buck, which often I think the design build does allow, is in order.
Well,
Senator Murphy.
Mr. President and Senator Olson, I don't know if they had a referendum on this or not, but the city council has been, and the community has been, looking at replacing their library I bet for 10 years now. They've been trying to come up with a way to build a new library, and I know for a fact that at least for 5 years they've been looking at replacing their fire hall, and so everybody in town knows that this is coming. So I would have to say that there's been plenty of sunshine on it. And you know, the one thing that, and I'm glad that you kind of asked me the question, Senator Olson, the one thing that we can't forget about the design build is that every time that you get into a project, and it doesn't matter if it's a road project or a building or whatever it may be, you can have it designed right to the last grain of sand that you're going to use in the concrete, and there's always something on every project where you have to stop what you're doing, back up a couple steps, and relook at what you're doing, because you might not have had it designed right in the first place. Under best value design build law, it allows you to continue along the process and continue to build as you see some of these issues arise that were unforeseen. So it's a good process to use. It actually, in a lot of cases, can save taxpayers dollars just by accelerating a process. But Senator Olson, I think that everybody, not only in Cannon Falls, but a lot of people in the Cannon Falls Township and a couple of townships that are neighboring Cannon Falls are well aware that a new fire station is coming and a new library.
Senator Day.
Mr. Chairman, first off, I don't have a problem with Senator Murphy's bill at all, but I would like to tell people that the design build, we all better recognize that if there is a federal stimulus package that comes back to the state of Minnesota, there are a lot of cases where the only way we're going to be able to get some of our projects done is if we do design build. I'll give you an example. Down in my area, Highway 14, we have another 14 miles that we need done. We've done the EIS. We've done a lot of things, but we're not really fully ready to go, and it might be another year before we're ready to go. But if some dollars comes in and we do the design build, we can move it all faster, and then it could fit in to the present projects to be done. So all I'm saying is, you know, be a little careful on wherever you're at, knocking design build, because there is a lot of areas that I think it's going to be very useful this year, more so than maybe even in the past. But in the past, a lot of the projects that we've used it on have been very, very successful. So hopefully be a little careful, because I think we're going to need it in some of our areas to get some of our projects done.
All right, Senator Murphy.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, and Senator Day is right, and that's one of the reasons that the former mayor of the city of Cannon Falls came to see me. He saw after his unelection this past fall that there was going to be stimulus money on the table sooner or later, and that this project might qualify for some of it. But folks, I used to be one of the biggest opponents of design build, and I've become more comfortable with it after talking with a lot of people who have went through the process, going out and look at a lot of the road work and bridge work that's been done across the state. And design build, if you use it correctly, it works. I mean, you can actually save money over the long term of a project if you do it right. And I have every confidence that the city of Cannon Falls is going to do this right. Thank you.
All right, any further discussion on Senate File 104? Seeing none, Senator Murphy repeats his motion that when this committee do arise, Senate File 104 be recommended to pass. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee do now arise and report.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move the report of the committee of the whole, as kept by the secretary, be now adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion prevails.
Mr. President, I believe we stand for announcements now. Or
we're that's correct. We're under announcements of Senate. Remaining under motions, Senator Wigger. Excuse me. Yeah.
Mr. President, I move that Senate File 21 be withdrawn from the Committee on Education and re-referred to the Committee on Higher Education.
Senator Wigger, this is your bill, and you've talked to the chairs?
Yes, and they agree.
All right, on the Wigger motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Any other motions? Seeing none, then we will go on to announcements of Senate interest. Senator Vandiver.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, I just wanted to inform you of the passing this week of two honorable public servants from the Forest Lake area. They were two sitting judges. One was my friend and former House colleague, Doug Swenson, who served 6 terms in the legislature and a decade as a district court judge. He lost his battle with leukemia this past Sunday. On Monday, we lost Judge Dave Deutscher, who had spent 22 years on the district court bench in Washington County and had served as a United Nations judge in Kosovo in the former Yugoslavia. Both men were committed public servants, reliable and competent, who faithfully administered the law with justice and appropriate mercy. Thank you, members.
Okay. Any further announcements? Without objection, Senator Jungbauer, Anderson, Michelle, Phoebe, Erickson, Ropes will be excused from today's session all day. Senator Gerlach from 11 to 11:25. Senator Ortman from 11 to 11:25. Senator Chaudhry all day. Senator Bach from 11 to 11:30. Any other announcements? Senator Pogemiller. I'm sorry, Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate Higher Education Committee will meet as usual at 12:30 in room 123.
Okay. Further announcements? Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, members, Monday we're going to come in an hour early. There will not be a lot of activity on the floor, but we're coming an hour early. There is a speech at the Historical Society, Mr. Peter Senge, whose organizational and change is his topic, organizations and change. And there's been a request to encourage members to go to that speech. I think an email has gone out on that. It's at the Historical Society. And that's at 11. And so we're going to meet at 10. And it'll be a brief session because I don't believe we have that much to do on Monday. So Mr. President, I'd move that. We'll make sure that email goes out again. This was a request by the it's a request by the AURI. They've brought this speaker in, the AURI. So he's written books and stuff. So, Mr. President, I move that the Senate adjourn till Monday, February 9th, 10 a.m. 10 a.m.
On the motion to adjourn till Monday at 10 a.m. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senate stands adjourned.